Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, Auntie Dot.
Good evening.
Righty. Good evening, Auntie Carrie.
Good evening. How are you, Angela?
Good, good.
What chapter are we on?
We're
going
to be on First Kings 8.
Okay. Thank you.
While everyone's still joining, Auntie Dot, you want to go ahead and start it?
Oh, okay.
Then Solomon assembled the elders of Israel and all the heads of the tribe, the chief of the fathers of the children of Israel, unto King Solomon in Jerusalem, that they might bring up the ark of the covenant of the Lord out of the city of David, which is Zion. And all the men of Israel assembled themselves unto King Solomon at the feast in the month of Nisan, which is the seventh month. And all the elders of Israel came, and the priests took up the ark. And they brought up the ark of the Lord, and the tabernacle of the congregation, and all the holy vessels that were in the tabernacle, even those did the priests and the Levites bring up. And King Solomon, and all the congregation of Israel, that were assembled unto him, were with him before the ark, sacrificing sheep and oxen, that could not be told nor numbered for multitude. And the priests brought in the ark of the covenant of the Lord unto his place, into the oracle of the house, to the most holy place, even under the wings of the cherubims. For the cherubims spread forth their two wings over the place of the ark, and the cherubims covered the ark and the staves thereof above. And they drew out the staves, that the ends of the staves were seen out in the holy place before the oracle, and they were not seen without, and there they are unto this day. There was nothing in the ark save the two tables of stone, which Moses put there at Horeb, when the Lord made a covenant with the children of Israel, when they came out of the land of Egypt. And it came to pass, when the priests were come out of the holy place, that the cloud filled the house of the Lord, so that the priests could not stand to minister because of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord had filled the house of the Lord. Then spake Solomon, the Lord said that he would dwell in the I have surely built thee an house to dwell in, a settled place for thee to abide in forever. And the king turned his face about and blessed all the congregation of Israel. And all the congregation of Israel stood. And he said, blessed be the Lord God of Israel, which spake with his mouth unto David my father, and hath with his hand fulfilled it, saying, since the day that I brought forth my people Israel out of Egypt, I chose no city out of all the tribes of Israel to build an house, that my name might be therein. But I chose David to be over my people Israel. And it was in the heart of David my father to build an house for the name of the Lord God of Israel. And the Lord said unto David my father, whereas it was in thine heart to build an house unto my name, thou didst well that it was in thine heart. Nevertheless, thou shalt not build the house, but thy son that shall come forth out of thy loins, he shall build the house unto my name. And the Lord hath performed his word that he spake. And I am risen up in the room of David my father, and sit on the throne of Israel, as the Lord promised, and have built an house for the name of the Lord God of Israel. And I have set there a place for the ark, wherein is the covenant of the Lord, which he made with our fathers, when he brought them out of the land of Egypt. And Solomon stood before the altar of the Lord in the presence of all the congregation of Israel, and spread forth his hands toward heaven. And he said, the Lord God of Israel, there is no God like thee, in heaven above or on earth beneath, who keepest covenant and mercy with thy servants that walk before thee with all their heart, who has kept with thy servant David my father that thou promisedst him. Thou spakest also with thy mouth, and hast fulfilled it with thine hand, as it is this day. Therefore now, Lord God of Israel, keep with thy servant David, my father, that thou promisest him, saying, there shall not fail thee a man in my sight to sit on the throne of Israel, so that the children take heed to their way, that they walk before me as thou hast walked before me. And now, O God of Israel, let thy word, I pray thee, be verified, which thou spakest unto thy servant David, my father. But will God indeed dwell on the earth? Behold, the heaven and heaven of heavens cannot contain thee, how much less this house that I have builded. Yet have thou respect unto the prayer of thy servant, and to his supplication, O Lord my God, to hearken unto the cry and to the prayer which thy servant prayeth before thee today, that thine eyes may be opened toward this house night and day, even toward the place of which thou hast said, my name shall be there. Thou mayest hearken unto the prayer which thy servant shall make toward this place. And hearken thou to the supplication of thy servant and of thy people Israel, when they shall pray toward this place. And hear thou in heaven thy dwelling place. And when thou hearest, forgive. If any man trespass against his neighbor, and an oath be laid upon him to cause him to swear, and the oath come before thine altar in this house, then hear thou in heaven, and judge thy servants, condemning the wicked to bring his way upon his head, and justifying the righteous to give him according to his righteousness. When thy people Israel be smitten down before the enemy, because they have sinned against thee, and shall turn again to thee, and confess thy name, and pray, and make supplication unto thee in this house, then hear thou in heaven, and forgive the sin of thy people Israel, and bring them again unto the land which thou gavest unto their fathers. When heaven is shut up, and there is no rain, because they have sinned against thee, if they pray toward this place, and confess thy name, and turn from their sin when thou afflictest them, then hear thou in heaven, and forgive the sin of thy servants, and of thy people Israel, that thou teach them the good way wherein they should walk, and give rain upon the land which thou hast given to thy people for an inheritance. If there be in the land famine, if there be pestilence, blasting, mildew, locust, or if there be caterpillar, if their enemy besiege them in the land of their cities, whatsoever plague, whatsoever sickness there be, what prayer and supplication soever be made by any man, or by all thy people Israel, which shall know every man the plague of his own heart, and spread forth his hands toward this house, then hear thou in heaven thy dwelling place, and forgive, and do, and give to every man according to his ways, whose heart thou knowest. For thou, even thou only, knowest the hearts of all the children of men, that they may fear thee all the days that they live in the land which thou gavest unto our fathers. Moreover, concerning a stranger that is not of thy people Israel, but cometh out of a far country for thy name's sake. For they shall hear of thy great name, and of thy strong hand, and of thy stretched out arm, when he shall come and pray toward this house. Hear thou in heaven thy dwelling place, and do according to all that the stranger calleth to thee for, that all the people of the earth may know thy name, and fear thee, as do thy people Israel, and that they may know that this house, which I have builded, is called by thy name. If thy people go out to battle against their enemy, whithersoever thou shalt send them, and shall pray unto the Lord toward the city which thou hast chosen, and toward the house that I have built for thy name, then hear thou in heaven their prayer and their supplication, and maintain their cause. If they sin against thee, for there is no man that sinneth not, and thou be angry with them, and deliver them to the enemy, so that they carry them away captives unto the land of the enemy, far or near. Yet if they shall bethink themselves in the land whither they were carried captives, and repent, and make supplication unto thee in the land of them that carried them captives, saying, we have sinned, and have done perversely, we have committed wickedness, and so return unto thee with all their heart, and with all their soul, in the land of their enemies, which led them away captive, and pray unto thee toward their land, which thou gavest unto their fathers, the city which thou hast chosen, and the house which I have built for thy name. Then hear thou their prayer, and their supplication in heaven thy dwelling place, and maintain their cause. and forgive thy people that have sinned against thee, and all their transgressions wherein they have transgressed against thee, and give them compassion before them who carried them captive, that they may have compassion on them. For they be thy people, and thine inheritance, which thou broughtest forth out of Egypt, from the midst of the furnace of iron, that thine eyes may be open unto the supplication of thy servant, and unto the supplication of thy people Israel, to hearken unto them in all that they call for unto thee. For thou didst separate them from among all the people of the earth, to be thine inheritance, as thou spakest by the hand of Moses thy servant, when thou broughtest our fathers out of Egypt, O Lord God. And it was so, that when Solomon had made an end of praying all this prayer and supplication unto the Lord, he arose from before the altar of the Lord, from kneeling on his knees, with his hands spread up to heaven. And he stood and blessed all the congregation of Israel with a loud voice, saying, Blessed be the Lord, that hath given rest unto his people Israel, according to all that he promised. There hath not failed one word of all his good promise, which he promised by the hand of Moses his servant. The Lord our God be with us, as he was with our fathers. Let him not leave us, nor forsake us, that he may incline our hearts unto him, to walk in all his ways, and to keep his commandments, and his statutes, and his judgments, which he commanded our fathers. And let these my words, wherewith I have made supplication before the Lord, be nigh unto the Lord our God day and night, that he maintain the cause of his servant and the cause of his people Israel at all times, as the matter shall require, that all the people of the earth may know that the Lord is God, and that there is none else. Let your heart therefore be perfect with the Lord our God, to walk in his statutes and to keep his commandments as at this day. And the king, and all Israel with him, offered sacrifice before the Lord. And Solomon offered a sacrifice of peace offerings, which he offered unto the Lord, 22,000 oxen, and 120,000 sheep. So the king and all the children of Israel dedicated the house of the Lord. The same day did the king hallow the middle of the court that was before the house of the Lord. For there he offered burnt offerings, and meat offerings, and the fat of the peace offerings, because the brazen altar that was before the Lord was too little to receive the burnt offerings, and meat offerings, and the fat of the peace offerings. And at that time Solomon held a feast, and all Israel with him, a great congregation, from the entering in of Hamath unto the river of Egypt, before the Lord our God, 7 days and 7 days, even 14 days. On the 8th day he sent the people away, and they blessed the king, and went unto their tents joyful and glad of heart for all the goodness that the Lord had done for David his servant, and for Israel his people.
Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for playing the reading of the word from 1 Kings 8, 1 through 66. Amen, amen. All right, I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to do a roll call. We did have one more caller join. We have Mother May, Sister Loretta, Brother Hubert, Auntie Dot, Auntie Carrie, and good evening, Auntie Barry. Auntie Betty.
Good evening.
Okay. Let's go ahead and jump right on in. Welcome to the Nellum Family and Friends Weekly Program. We are a family gathered together to give God honor and to praise his holy name. We will start off by our opening prayer led by Mother May.
Dear God, thank you for the many blessings that you have given us. Help us to bless others by sharing our faith with them and caring for them. We thank everybody that on this line, and we thank God for blessing this line for us, and each day that we come together is a blessing in the skies, and we thank God for it. Amen.
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 Almighty. Thank you for that beautiful prayer, Mother. We're going to go ahead with our worship song, and the title is I'm Blessed by Charlie Wilson.
Okay, give me a second. Just keep going. God, my prayer was to ask God to not let the devil kill me out here while I was in the street before I could get back. But I said, if you give me one more chance, advice and music, I promise you, I'm going to shout you out, and I'm going to testify, and we're going to have a little church up in there.
Oh, I'm waking up, thanking God. Every day I'm feeling just like Sunday. White sky by my side, green light, everything is going my way. Riding clean, living dreams. Just let the bar around, I'm feeling like Friday. Heard him say, give him praise. In the water, got you acting like this. And a day go by, I don't try. Thanks to the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, I'm close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Yes, living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed. Yes. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Yes, living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed. Playing cards, laughing hard. Barbecue and waking up the whole block. Music loud, turning loud. Little kids are breaking out the bus stop. Life is good, really good. And every moment, no, I can't forget. I gotta say, I won't change. You're the reason that I am like this. And a day go by, I don't try. Thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, come close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Yes, living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Yes, living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed. I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed. I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed. I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed.
Yeah, I love the dragon. Thank God for another day. God, it ain't nobody to find a glory. I know trouble all around, trying to tear us all down. But I gotta thank God every day for a grand. I know the devil works day and night. But I look him in the eye, and you a tail light. I could've died every night, but I'm still around because it ain't worth never coming back. And I'm up on the door, time, got a mess for you. Might be stripping, never listen, that's the kind of point. And when they do through all the party and the nonsense, just save the time to thank God for what he does. When you're upon the you, I wake up with the negative kind of trying to get you to be something. You better follow them, damn it, I swear. I declare, so much power in prayer. You had no idea, God is all
right.
Going to go ahead into our program and the first round opportunity for each person to share a word of some good news or to say pass. Like with Mother May.
Okay, I'm coming out of Revelation 21. Victory is mine. In this passage of scripture, we see through the eye of John a victory of the reality of our forbearing, longing for, and the object of our expectation. We see a city whose architect and builder is God. We see the new Jerusalem coming down out of heaven from God, preparing as a bride beautiful dressed for her husband. We hear a great voice assuming us that he who sent his only begotten son wrapped in human flesh to dwell among us. It is the same one who came wrapped in glory with the new Jerusalem to dwell with us. He come both to wipe tears from the eyes of his people and to restore pain, sorrow, and even death. This passage represents the realization of hope and the dream of our forbearing who longed for a better world where God, justice, and will would be done. Justice and will be done. It encouraged them through other darkness nights and their most difficult trials. It inspired them to sing words like, trouble don't last always, and there is a bright side somewhere. Words that give our ancestor hope when hope was in short supply. Revelation 21 reminds us that if we do not stop striving to see this great day, we will behold it. It will be a time when the trouble that have diminished us and that we have endured, slavery, oppression, property, violence, hate, segregation will be over. The struggle will be ended. We will join hands with others of like faith to triumph, say, victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
I chose the right person to start us off here. Amen.
Amen.
All righty. Thank you for that reading, Mother, out of Revelation 1. 21. Oh, okay. All righty. Next, I have Sister Loretta.
Yes, I am coming out of Psalms 146.
Okay.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, my soul. I will praise the Lord all of my life. I will sing praises to my God as long as I live. Do not put your trust in human beings who cannot save. When their spirit departs, they return to the ground. On that very day, their plan has come to nothing. Blessed are those who help in the God of Jacob, who hope is in the Lord, their God. For he is the maker of heaven and earth, the sea, and everything in them. He remains faithful forever. He upholds the cause of the oppressed and gives food to the hunger. The Lord set prisoner free. The Lord gives sight to the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the foreigners and sustains the fatherless and the widows. But he frustrates the way of the wicked. The Lord reigns forever, your God. for all generations. Praise the Lord. Amen.
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 Randy, thank you for that reading, Loretta, out of Psalms 146. Next, I have Auntie Di. You have any good news you would like to share with us this evening?
Yes, I'm coming out of John chapter 6, verse 31 to 40. Our Father did eat manna in the desert, written. He gave them bread from heaven to eat. Then Jesus said unto them, Very, very, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giving you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God, For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. And then said they unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. But I said unto you that ye also seize me and believe not, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and that him that come to me I will in no wise cast out. For I came down from the heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will which has sent me, that of all which he had given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believe on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Auntie Dot, for that reading out of John 6. Amen. Next, I have Auntie Betty. Do you have any good news you would like to share with us this evening?
Yes, I'm coming out the book of Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefit, who forgive all thou iniquity, who healeth all thou disease, who redeem thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with love, kindness, and tender mercy, who satisfy thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like an eagle. The Lord execute righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his act unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He had dealt with us after our sin, not rewarded us according to our iniquity. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy towards them that fear him. As far as east is from the west, so far he has removed all our transgressions from us. Like a father pities his children, so the Lord pities them that fear him. For he knows our frame. He remembered that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourishes. For the wind passes over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto the children of children, to such as keeping his covenant, and to those that remember his commandment to do them, the Lord has prepared his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rule over all. Bless the Lord, ye his angels, and execute his threat, that do his commandment, hearken unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye hosts, ye ministers of his, that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his work in all places and his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Amen, amen, amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty, out of Psalms 103. Next I have Brother Hubert.
Yeah, I'll be coming out of the book of Isaiah, chapter 62, 1 through 8. For Zion's sake, I will not keep silent. For Jerusalem's sake, I will not remain quiet. Till her righteousness shine out like the dawn, her salvation like a blazing torch. The nation will see your righteousness, and all kings your glory. You will be called by a new name that the mouth of the Lord will bestow. You will be a crown of splendor in the Lord's hand, a royal diadem in the hand of your God. No longer will they call you deserted or name your land desolate, but you will be called Hezbollah and your land Beulah. For the Lord will take delight in you, and your land will be married. As a young man marries a maiden, so will your son marry you. As a bridegroom rejoices over his bride, so will your God rejoice over you. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Isaiah 62. Amen. Thank you for that reading out of Isaiah 62. Amen. Amen. Next we have
Yes. I'm reading out of Psalm 90, a prayer of Moses, the man of God. Lord, that have been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountain was brought forth, or over thy heads formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Thou turn man to destruction and say, return ye children of men, for 1,000 years in thy sight, but as a yesterday, when it is past, and as a watch in the night, that carry them away with a flood, and they are asleep. In the morning they are like grass which grows up. In the morning it flourishes and grows up, and in the evening it is cut down and withered. For we are consumed in thy anger, and by thy wrath we are troubled. Thou hast set our iniquity before thee. Our secret sin is the light of our countenance. For all our days are passed away in the wrath, and we spend our years as tale of told. The days of our years are 70. And by the reasonable strength, they are fourscore years. Yet is there strength in labor and sorrow, but it is soon cut off, and it will fly away. Who knows the power of thy anger? Even in thy fear, so is thy wrath. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply them unto wisdom. Return, O Lord, how long, and let it repent thee concerning our servant. O satisfy us early with thy mercy, that we may rejoice and make glad all our days. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that. She Thank you for that reading. All righty. We're going to move ahead on into our program to pray for our sick and shut in. But before we do, are there any names that we want to add to the list or names we want to remove from the list? All righty then. If you bow your heads. Father God, come unto you today as your children. Hold on, I'm sorry. God. Give me a second. Father God, come unto you today as your children, longing to hear from you and asking for your divine healing for our sick and shut in. Mother May, you still on the list. You still on my list. I'm going to take Mom off. Auntie Wylene and Norris, James Richardson, Commissioner Sylvia Ball, Tandy Richardson, Jackie Johnson, Joseph, Caroline, Marion Lowe, Brian, Afia, Nasir, and Jameer is still in the hospital, so definitely special prayers for him for recovery. We have Jimmy Simmons and family, Auntie Betty and family, Sister Shirley and family, Uncle Dave Lowe, Daniel Lowe, Hezekiah Lowe, and family and friends, and Mary Lowe. Father God, there's so much we don't understand about life, but we do know that with one touch, one word, you can make us all whole again, Father God. So please forgive us for our sins, cleanse us of our unrighteousness, and begin your healing from the inside out, Father God. We don't always know what your will is, Lord, especially in times like now when we are desperately seeking your face. We offer you no promises, no bargains, no deals to exchange for our help. We simply bow our hearts before you to tell you the desires of our hearts, Father God, that we want to spend as many years as we can loving you here, loving others, and want to become more like you. Father God, we absolutely believe that you have the power to heal. You demonstrated that on earth, and you still heal in miraculous ways today. So we ask you for that healing with faith, that you will allow us to be strong and to and if we can bring you more glory before him through this healing, then that's what we ask for. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen. Okay. I have done my homework. We're looking at birthdays for July 3rd through July 9th. What I have here. July 9th, I have Jasmine. I have Eddie. I have Isaiah. All on the 9th. I have Jeremy Lewis on the 7th. And Frank on the 6th. That's all that I have for any other person that I may have overlooked. All righty. Thursday. And it looks like it's Auntie Carrie.
toss it between her and Loretta. So we'll go with Loretta. I think you're next, actually. Will you do the honor of singing a happy birthday for us?
Who are you talking to?
You. He's always the person that's been here that is the person we're talking to. Mr. Loretta.
Yeah, because it gets silent. I heard you mention my name, but I didn't know what was that. I thought you were saying it was between Auntie Carrie and me. So you chose me?
Yes.
Ashley said it was you.
Oh. Okay. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to God's children. Happy birthday to you and many more. Amen.
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 All righty. Well, let's go ahead and jump right into our second round and hear some great testimonies, poems, or songs, or more praises, or more Bible verses. Otherwise, if I call your name, you don't have anything else to share. Just say pass. I'm going to start off with Mother May.
Pass.
Brother Hubert.
Pass.
Sister Loretta.
Yes, I want to read Be Joyful Always out of the Joel Osteen book. When you are filled with joy, wait a minute, let me start over. When you are filled of joy and have a good attitude, you keep yourself strong. That positive attitude of faith paves the way for God to work miracles in your life. It paves the way for God to turn your situation around. So decide to have a good attitude. Keep yourself full of his joy by meditating on the goodness and promises of God. Amen.
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 Man, beautiful for sharing this joyful, be joyful always from the next I have Auntie Dot. Any good news you would like to share with us?
Yes, I'm going to read the minutes of prayer. God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change and the courage to change the things that I can and the wisdom to know the difference. Amen, amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Thank you for the serenity for Auntie Dot. Next, I have Auntie Carrie.
Yes, I'm coming from Proverbs 4. Hear ye, children, the instructions of the Father, and attend to no understanding. For I give you good doctrine, forsake ye not the law, my law. For I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. He taught me also and said unto me, let thy heart retain my words, keep my commandment and live. Get wisdom and get understanding and forget it not, neither decline from the word of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing. Here before, get wisdom, and with all of that, get understanding. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading out of Psalm 4. Next, I have Auntie Betty.
Yes, I'm coming out of the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, yes, 2 verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. All thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct thy path. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
I will go and thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty, out of Proverbs 3. And I will go next, and this is out of 1 Corinthians. I don't have the actual verse, but I did write down 1 Corinthians. And it talks about our spiritual heart being made of four components. The first component is our mind, and that's the way that we think. The second component is our emotions, and that's the way that we feel. A third component is ambition, and that's what we are purposed to do. And the fourth component is our conscience, which is the Holy Spirit that we allow on to help us to hear the voice of God. Speaking of these four spiritual components, just kind of want to focus on overcoming distractions from the enemy. In order to do that, we have to identify the changes in how our identity will change our strategy. And our identity comes from our spiritual heart on the four components that we talked about. But to always know that the enemy knows what has been declared over us. You have been given, you have been forgiven, you have no condemnation. You have victory. You're competent by the Spirit of God. You have no shame. You have no guilt. We have been given the power and the love and a sound mind. And in the end, we still have victory. So don't let the enemy know more about you than for you to step what God has for you. The enemy has a way of tricking us and making us think and shrink back to what we want others make us believe of ourselves, but just always know that we have the victory in Jesus Christ and he died for us. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And that concludes our call for today. So let's assign cards for next week. Do I have a volunteer to play 1 Kings 9?
I will. Auntie Karen.
Auntie Karen. Got it. Okay. And then opening. A volunteer for the opening prayer. Loretta, myself would take that on and volunteer for the closing prayer. All righty, so Loretta or I will take that on as well. Okay. All right, moving along, we have Brother Hugh is doing a closing prayer for us this evening, correct?
Yes.
All righty, and then after that,
Heavenly Father, I come to you now in the name of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We bow before you and we enter your gates with thanksgiving and we enter your courts with praise. Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us of our sins and our trespasses, our iniquity, and our trespasses. Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us of any unforgiveness we have toward anyone. We praise you to open the gates of heaven above and bless us. We ask you, Heavenly Father, to open the gates of favor, provision, deliverance, wisdom, protection, healing for each of us in Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we ask you to open these gates, open those gates so that we will be blessed and that we can be in your divine destiny. Heavenly Father, we ask that your destiny and your will for our lives in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. To God be glory. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Hubert, for that beautiful closing prayer. Amen. All righty, then our last worship song will be God's Got a Blessing with My Name on It by Norman Hudson.
Makes no difference what you're going through. You're gonna make it. God's gonna see you through. Hold your head up. Put a smile on your face. This is another test. He won't last always. Get ready for your blessing. Let me encourage you, it's gonna be alright. Whatever the trials come to make you strong, keep on believing, you keep holding on.
Thank you.
Updates on Sister Shirley.
She's not, I mean, she's moving around, but she's not doing good at all. So we just going to keep her in prayer.
Keep her in prayer. Amen. Amen. Uh-huh. Thank you for that update.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone else have anything before we close?
Yeah.
I didn't hear you.
He said that.
I said we still need to continue praying for Jameer. He ain't out of the woods yet.
Okay. Keep him in prayer.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Amen. Amen.
Again, in closing, thank you, God, for all that you do in our lives. And Father God, just remind us of your power and your grace. And we thank you for your mercy, Father God. And just fill us up with your peace as we trust in you, Father. We ask you to replenish us daily and allow us to repent and renew our minds daily so that we can continue to inspire. And we ask that you protect us as we leave today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Safe holiday.
The same to you all. Yeah, traveling mercy.
We love you guys.
God's got a blessing. 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 God's
Amen, amen. Happy 4th of July, everyone.
Amen.
We love you.
Happy 4th of July, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Love y'all.